I play a character who is a reverse engineer, and a lot of what happens to him and the way he sees the world is sort of taken from his occupation, in a sense. He's a guy who takes something that's already constructed, deconstructs it, figures out its secrets, and then figures out how to rebuild it, and in some cases improve on it. And he's sort of using his talents for the dark side in a way, because what he's doing is taking other companies' computer models, ripping them off, and improving on them for, you know, a different company. It's essentially stealing other people's technologies. And, you know, so as a reverse engineer, he has a very particular and specific way of looking at the world. The movie is really about his discovery, my character's discovery, of what, in fact, he did during those 3 years. And he discovers a lot of terrible things about that time, and that nothing is what it seems, and, in fact, that he has sent himself a message from his past and given himself some tools that he'll need in the future to do what he wanted himself to do, except he has no memory of it. So it's a very interesting, complicated, smart, well-told story. Right before he has his memory wiped for the 3 years, he meets this woman briefly at a party. Now, in the course of assuming this job, this woman actually works there. They fall in love. They have a relationship. And, you know, it goes on for 3 years. And then when he gets his memory wiped, he has no memory of this woman, except vaguely of meeting her at a party one day. So, of course, she feels like, what do you mean? We've had 3 years of a relationship where we've shared everything. We've told each other all our secrets. We know everything about each other. As far as he knows, it's somebody he just met. So he's basically meeting her for the first time, whereas she's, you know, been with him and been in love with him for 3 years. And the woman's played by Uma Thurman, who's fabulous. She does an incredible job, and she's really a remarkable actress and a remarkable woman. And what's really interesting about that is the way in which these two characters are then approaching the dynamic of this relationship. Me, it's like a first date. For her, it's like the guy she's been with for 3 years.
Okay. We're now extracting his memory from the marker forward to the present.
Enough.
If this man's brain temp goes 1C above 43, he's a veg.
Well, I got the script and I thought it was really incredibly smart. And I've been a big John Woo fan ever since I saw The Killer. Actually, it was the first of his films I watched projected. And he's just, you know, he's such a magnificently elegant physical director. And I was incredibly curious what would it be like to work with him. What I really liked about the character was that she's very smart and has kind of a good gummy sense of language and is totally his equal and his match when they meet. And so it's kind of a fun, playful scene between the two of them. And Ben is so easygoing and quick and, you know, dexterous as an actor and sort of charming and it's really fun to play off him.